Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get the conversation started. Young Adults Talk presents Breaking Change. You talk. Let's sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and how they feel about the society they live in today. It's Breaking Change, Youth Talk, every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the conversation being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions.
All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Christ, God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you are in the land listening by live or archives. God bless you. Listen, it's going to be a powerful show this afternoon. Got a serious topic to talk about today. So let us humble ourselves and go before the throne of God in prayer before we start, please. Most gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Lord God, we come led with the Holy Spirit to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise as we thank you for this glorious day, breath in our bodies, Lord God. Father God, as we go throughout this show tonight, Lord God, Father God, we ask that you cover the homes that are ones that are participating tonight, Lord God, and the ones that will be listening, Father God. We pray for our young people today, Lord God, Father God, that they will understand who they are, Father God, and whose they are, that they will come into the knowledge and the freeness of mind, Father God, to do the best they can to become who they're supposed to be. Father God, we pray for this ministry tonight, Lord God. We lift all the people up, Lord God, all of your children, as we open the doors to understanding and knowledge, Father God. Cover this show tonight, Father God. Cover all of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Everybody suit up, put on your full armor of God. It's that time. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio is signing on. It's Youth Talk right here on Breaking Chains. You ready? Let's break chains, y'all. Let's go get them.
Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Everybody say, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Let's lift our voice and say, worship the Lord.
That's what's up, that's what's up. But shoot, let's try it like that one time.
I know the religious leaders of the law, scribes and Pharisees, ain't gonna like this one. But I'm screaming death to religion, life to relationship with you, Father. Shout out one time to Safe Harbor, two times to God, let's do it. This your boy.
Behind, God give me the catch up. Cause I was like Duncan Hines when it came to getting that cake up. Y'all sleep need to wake up indeed. Cause now come to a sleep but a dream, a dream. That's what my uncle said. I'm killing the flesh, so the old man dead. I'm more than a conqueror. What the Bible says, the Bible says I'm the head and not the tail. So how in the world am I not gonna tell of his goodness and his grace, his mercy, man, it never fails. Even though when I fail, amen, I get back up. Because a saint ain't them but a sinner who fell and got back up. I throw my hands up, I worship him to live. I said I live to worship him. Hey, let's worship him. Hard. Isaiah 54, team.
Okay,
no weapon formed against me. It's prospering. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
Okay,
said I'ma see Kim and everything else gon' come to me. Keep tithing, man, ain't worried about the economy. Recession, man, that don't mean nothing to me. Hey, God bless me to be a blessing, so I'ma be. Yeah, the enemies would love to see me fail. And not just me, but you two talking about working with hell. Said he might as well gon' get up. Cause I'm sold out like Christ out, boy, that's what's up. Faith hard, yeah, I love the faith. Set place, I guess I found my place. Bet there, the place where God dwells. Reminiscing about what he said to me when I was in that cell. Said he taking care of everything. And I was like, wow, God, you mean everything? Then it hit me, I'm the son of a king. But how cool is this? I got a son and his name King. And I'm warring in the spirit. So when I pray, you know I know my father hear it. I said when I pray, you know I know my Abba hear it.
Youth Night.
Listen to our young people break chains.
With Young Adults Talk, right here on YAT Radio.
All right. Thanks, big bro. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains, Youth Talk. You want to get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. What's going on? This is the night we dedicate to our youth, our young people, and come on and they talk about topics that they have in their hearts and they bring to your attention how they feel about them. So we pray that you are taking heed to what our next generation of leaders are saying to you. So now it's time for me to open up the microphone to our hosts, all of our hosts who are present tonight. Wanted to say good evening to everybody. God bless you and your families. Take over the show, Ms. Ray Bell.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone has had a good day and is having a good day so far. I want to start off by, introducing our topic. So today we're going to be talking about the healthcare system. And I also wanted to, note that Jakira and Layla both had something come up last minute, so they won't be able to join us today. But I am here with my sister Christian today, so it's just going to be just kind of us. They may or may not. I doubt they'll be able to join later, but they might. So if they do join in later, I'll probably let y'all know, if that happens. But, yeah, so we're going to be talking about the healthcare system. So I think this was a good topic to talk about. Because, I've been realizing, how bad our healthcare system is lately, just hearing about the healthcare systems in other countries and things like that, just taking different things into account. Like, for example, how much it costs to ride in an ambulance. Like, when I first found out, I don't remember, an exact amount, but I know it's too much to, be getting a ride just to the doctor because you can't take yourself. And when I found this out, I was in, maybe 6th, 7th, or 8th. I was in middle school. And I just remember finding this out and being, astonished because all my life I thought, if I called 911 and, I was in a dire situation and my mom wasn't there or my dad wasn't there or somebody wasn't there to take me to the hospital and I needed, the ambulance to take me, that, it would kind of just be free. Because I just, kind of assumed that. But, thinking about it, it's not. And that's just crazy to me. And, how a lot of other countries have free health care. Meanwhile, we have to pay just because something is wrong with us, which is crazy. And then it's just crazy how it's a cycle because the stuff that fools and stuff like that is sometimes what is making us have these problems. So we're paying for the food that makes us have these problems. and then we have to pay to solve these problems, and then it just keeps going on and on and on. And a lot of people, when they go to certain hospitals, you know, it makes their conditions worse sometimes. So it's just crazy, you know, knowing all these things that I know about how the healthcare system works and, you know, everything that's just wrong with it. So today I kind of just want to, you know, talk about some of that stuff because, you know, a lot of people, like I myself, because my mom is a teacher, I have, you know, pretty okay healthcare insurance, I would say, to my knowledge. You know, I'm only 15, so I don't know. I don't pay for my own insurance. I don't know, you know, what that entails. But I know that I have pretty good insurance. But, you know, there's some people out here who don't have good insurance, and it's just astonishing that, you know, if you don't have good insurance, you're kind of just out here on your own. And, you know, healthcare is just really expensive, which is just crazy to me. Like, and I know doctors do get paid a lot, and it does take a lot of hard work and training to be a doctor and to be a nurse and, you know, to work in a hospital in general. I know that those jobs, you know, do take hard work and lots of training and knowledge, but the amount we have to pay, you know, for those services that, you know, shouldn't cost, and I'm not saying that, you know, free healthcare would be ideal, but I understand that, you know, I understand that healthcare comes with a price, but it's just the price tag on that is so expensive, and it's so expensive to where people are, like, you know, having to, like, sell their home, you know, just to pay off hospital bills because they were sick, and, you know, there was nothing else that they could do besides go to a hospital and, you know, have a doctor treat them, and that's just crazy that people are having to, like, sell their home and stuff like that because of something that they can't help.
I want to agree with Ray. I definitely feel like the healthcare system is kind of unfair, especially to those, because when you really think about it, those who are less fortunate sometimes have more health issues because, like Ray said, it's a cycle, and, you know, they're forced to buy cheaper foods with more chemicals in it, and and just unhealthy foods because those are usually less expensive. So I feel like it's targeted towards, and if you really think about it all comes down to it being targeted towards the Black community, because you know, it's just targeted against us because give me a minute. It's targeted against us because I feel like we're forced more to buy cheap foods, and we eat, like, you know, we eat more of those foods because, you know, of our wealth and the oppression that I feel like is targeted towards us. And it's usually the less wealthier people who have those healthcare issues, and they can't, and they know that they can't really pay for that because, you know, it's costing all their money and they don't have that.
And I wanted to add on to that because, you know, I've seen videos of people, you know, walking around in, like, you know, like black neighborhoods and stuff like that, and the only grocery stores. This was in New York, and, you know, the only things you see that resemble grocery stores is, like, you know, like a gas station, or, like, I think they, like a bodega is what they call it in New York, like, or like a gas station and stuff like that. And you don't really have, you know, all those options. But when you go to, like, a wider neighborhood or a more gentrified neighborhood, you see things like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and all those different options. So, you know, like Chrissy was, I think, like, kind of what Chrissy was trying to say was, you know, our neighborhoods don't have these resources. And then not only do our neighborhoods not have those resources are expensive. Like, this is going, like, the price of, like, healthy food is so expensive. Like, when you go to Whole Foods, I'm not saying that even if Whole Foods is accessible to you, you know, their prices are pretty high. They're not, you know, cheap prices. Whereas when I go to the grocery store up the street from my house, you know, they have cheap prices. But, you know, you pay the cheap prices and you get the cheaper food, and you pay the more expensive prices and you get the more expensive food. But those cheaper foods, the reason why they're cheaper is because, you know, they're shot up with chemicals and things and pesticides and things like that are harmful. And, you know, like Chrissy was alluding to, you know, causing that healthcare cycle where you're eating the foods that aren't good for you or foods you shouldn't be eating and stuff because it's there and it's convenient and it's cheap. then you have to go to the doctor and pay expensive fees, and you still you have even less money, so you still can afford to get, you know, good things like fruits and vegetables and stuff like that. And, like, there should be no reason why, you know, I have to go, you know, 30 miles away to go get, you know, good vegetables and good produce. There's no reason why. So that's kind of what Chrissy was saying when she was talking about, you know, how it's kind of targeted at black people because, you know, in our neighborhood, just like, you know, drugs are pushed in our neighborhoods and stuff like that. Well, this kind of food crisis or food desert, as you want, whatever you want to call it, is kind of pushed onto our neighborhoods because we don't get, you know, the new nice fancy grocery stores. We get, you know, some random grocery store and like a McDonald's and stuff like that. And I'm kind of speaking because I live on VIP, so there's like 3 stores down here. I'm being a little hyperbolic, but there's not much stuff down here. So like, I have to go all the way out, you know, to Publix or Walmart or not even necessarily Walmart, but Publix or Winn-Dixie, you know, to get stuff that's actually really, really good. And I'm not saying, you know, you can find good stuff at, you know, local grocery stores, but, you know, not always. And the stuff is, you know, different. And, like, somebody alluding, going back to that video I was talking about when they were showing, like, the difference between black neighborhoods in New York and, you know, more gentrified white neighborhoods in New York. It was also talking about, you know, like not even just the stores, but when we do have stores, how the meat is packaged to be different and, you know, different things they do. Like in Walmart, for example, when they have, like, the sheet cakes, when they go bad, they just cut them up and put them in a box and put it on the shelf, and then they try to resell it to you. So things like that that are just not healthy and not good. And then, like, at, you know, corner stores and gas stations, all the unhealthy snacks, like a lot of hot chips and sodas and all that type of stuff. It's okay to, you know, enjoy, you know, like a bag of hot chips or a bag of soda or a bottle of soda every now and then. But when that's on a corner store and you pass by that corner store every day on your way home, you're the more prone to. Like, I'm going to put Chrissy out there. I'm going to use her as an example. But when Chrissy was in, like, third grade, she used to eat, like, a lot of hot chips. And she had got so sick to where, like, she was bleeding out of her, like, her stomach wasn't bleeding, but I think she was, like, throwing up blood. So that just goes to show you how bad those things are for you, and they're pushed in our neighborhoods. Like, you know, if you won't go to a gas station or a corner store without seeing a bag of hot chips. Like, you're going to see that regardless. And those things aren't good for you because they contain a lot of chemicals, and that red dye isn't good for you and all that stuff like that.
Yeah, I want to agree with, like, she basically got at what I was trying to get at about how those are pushed in the black community, especially when black people, wait, never mind, I don't know what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but, you know, and then, yeah, and, you know, just going back to what I was saying in the beginning, healthcare is really expensive, and I didn't quite realize that until, like, I think it was, like, I didn't realize until, like, last year or kind of this year when I started really paying attention, you know, to what my mom was doing, you know, every time we go to the doctor. Because, like I said, we do have insurance because she's a teacher, so she gets, you know, teacher's benefits and stuff like that. So I kind of started to realize, you know, that this, like, I think I had, because I used to get strep, like, really often. So my mom would always go get my medicine. And they would say the medicine was only like $20-something. But then I realized it was only that price because we had insurance. And my mom, I keep saying it. But, yeah, we had good insurance. So, you know, it knocked that price down. But the original price of the medicine was like, you know, $100 or something similar to that, which is just crazy because, you know, strep, if you ever had strep, you know how bad strep hurts. It hurts really, really bad, and you can't, like, you feel like you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't talk, all of that. So it's just crazy when somebody has something that's, you know, disallowing them, that feel like they can't eat and talk, they have to pay all that money just to get some medicine.
I want to say that the healthcare system, I feel like it's also targeted more towards, you know, homeless people, too, because if a homeless person got injured, they don't really have that healthcare or any money to really fall back on, so they have no way of, you know, going to the hospital unless they pay that. Then they will be in debt because it's not like they can pay that expensive
healthcare bill, and I get that people need to get paid, but I feel like, you know, it shouldn't be at someone's health expense. I feel like they should, you know, have ways for other people who are less fortunate to be able to get that same healthcare that more wealthier people or people with insurance has, because at the end of the day, it's still your health. It's still a person, you know, and I feel like they don't think of us as actual people sometimes. Like, you know, other people have to have healthcare problems too, and, you know, they have to get help, but they can't really get it because they don't have the money for it.
So yeah, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Can I put a question in there? Because I'm listening to what Chrissy is saying, and I want to throw a question in there. So do you feel that, well, I don't need to ask it like that. So why do you feel that we're so targeted? And because what it sounds like you're saying, like we are intentionally being poisoned. And let me put this out there. Let me put a disclaimer out there before we go any further, because I want to turn this conversation up a little bit, because if y'all are saying that, this is very serious to me. We're not here to tear anybody down or disrespect anyone. We're just here to be truthful and listen to our young people and break chains. So please open your ears and your hearts and your minds and receive it. Okay, so the way that you're responding to this, why do you feel that we are a certain target, getting poisoned through our foods and the high prices of healthcare, and then living in a country that one of the most richest countries in the world that does not offer universal healthcare to the citizens? Answer that for me.
I feel like we're being targeted because they still find a way to oppress us, and, you know, we're out of slavery, we're out of Jim Crow, but we still, and black people still have to be oppressed one way, so they bring poverty into our neighborhoods, you know, or they gentrify our neighborhoods and leave us with, you know, a piece of nothing, you know. They just find ways to make us more oppressed, and I feel like that's the way. They know they have a plan. Like, first, they bring poverty to us, and they do this, you know, just to, you know, because they know that even if most of the healthcare system and these expensive bills will target black people, no matter how you put it, you could have this huge amount of successful black people, but no matter how you put it, you know, black people are still oppressed, and they're still, you know, some are still in poverty, and they know that we are, like, mostly, so they bring this into our neighborhoods. And, you know, even if it's not targeted towards black people, they don't, like, it's not, America is not for, you know, poor people, for real, it's for rich white men. So even if you're not black, if you're poor, that's what they want for you. I feel like it's targeted, because they know that rich people can pay that bill, like, with no problem, but they put this on us, and now we can't, well, not we, but now that they can't get health care because you're charging all this money just for someone to go to the ambulance, and that's not even part of the hospital fee.
Yeah, I definitely agree with what Chris was saying, and it kind of made me, you know, think about, there was, I don't remember necessarily, I think it happened in Tuskegee, but there were some men, and they went in, and they were doing, like, a clinical trial, I think it was, and they were supposed to be testing, like, you know how they do the medical trials, and they're supposed to be testing some pills, but really, I think they were injecting them with, like, AIDS or something like that. I don't really remember the specifics of it, because it's been a long time since I've thought about it and heard about it, but they were injecting them with, I'm pretty sure it was AIDS or something, like, because I think
syphilis.
It was around the time.
It was syphilis.
Syphilis, yeah. Yeah, and so,
yes,
and it just reminded me how I saw this video about why black people can't really even trust the healthcare system, and that's why a lot of black people are saying, oh, they don't want to get vaccinated, because, you know, black people and, you know, African-American people and, you know, a lot of other minorities and people of color, they have reason, you know, to not trust the healthcare system because of what it has done to us in the past. because we have been betrayed by the healthcare system. And there was a statistic that I think is, I don't remember the percentage, but a certain percentage of black women are more likely to die during childbirth because they are black women, and their babies are more likely to die during childbirth because they are black babies. So, you know, that's just crazy that because I'm black woman, if I decide in the future that I want to have a child, that I'm more likely, you know, I'm more likely to pass during the birth of my child because I'm a black woman and because they're not as attentive. And then that just reminds me of there's a certain medical machine that is calibrated for different races, because for a long time they thought black people and people of other races besides white felt pain differently. And they thought, well, black people have, you know, a higher tolerance for pain, so they would treat them differently, and that would result in the death of more black people, which is just crazy, because even if black people do have a higher pain tolerance, why would you inflict more pain on them on purpose? Like, I don't get that, because, I mean, I understand why they're doing it, because, you know, the oppressor finds any way to put down black people, but in the same light, even if we did, like, just restating, even if we did have a lower pain tolerance, why would you want to inflict more pain on a patient? That's just, you know, crazy to think about to me. And it's crazy because when Chrissy started talking, all these, like, cases that I've heard of and stuff just started, you know, flooding in my mind. I just started thinking about all of them, which is, you know, made me think about why I wanted to talk about this in the first place. Because, you know, when we do talk about stuff on here, usually we do try to relate, you know, these issues. Even though they are issues that can affect people of every color, every ethnicity, every race, every gender, things like that, I kind of always try to think of it, you know, from my perspective, or, you know, from my mom's perspective or my dad's perspective, because, you know, it's important to think about that, like, think about it. And I also do try to think about it, you know, from other people's perspective, because, like I said, I think I said this on, like, the first podcast we ever did, but I always like to see, you know, both sides of the argument, because my physics teacher this year, he told me that, you know, you can't be a good argumenter or you can't be a good debater if you don't see both sides and say, this is why this side is right, this is why this side is wrong, and then give your opinion, you know, not just, you know, put out your opinion. So that's kind of what I try to think about. Just wanted to kind of restate that. You know, that's what I try to think about every time I do the podcast. Like, I try to think about it on the side of, you know, the one who's oppressed, and on the side of the oppressor, or whatever the case may be, you know, the side of the adult, the side of the parent. So, you know, right now I'm kind of trying to think of it on the side of, you know, black people and also people who pay for healthcare, and on the side of the healthcare system. Just wanted to note that.
That's good.
Go ahead.
As for the healthcare system, by the United States being the only country that does not offer universal healthcare, and for those out there that does not know what universal healthcare is, that means that the federal government offers healthcare to everyone regardless of their ability to pay. So that means that everyone gets the same treatment no matter what. And we're the only, like, not the only, but we, like, are the richest country that does not do that. It says that we are the only one of the 33 developed countries that does not offer universal healthcare. Okay? So with what you're saying, you know, just off the top, we automatically know, because I agree with y'all, that we are targeted, okay? So one of the reasons why America is not offering, would not offer universal health care, is because that would mean that that's a con, a negative for them, because it forces healthy people to pay for others' medical care. Without a financial incentive, people may not be as careful with their health, and they figure that they're doing the ones that are targeting us, so that makes us more likely to have to go back and forth to the doctor. So with that being said, I want you to think about something. We're going to take a quick break. I want you to think about something. With that being said, that we're the ones that's targeted, and universal health care pays for everyone. Do you feel the U.S. will ever offer anything, regardless of who's in the White House, who's in type of government, whatever the case may be? Do you feel that the people that are voted into office will ever fight for us to have universal health care? I want you to think about that. Oh, your question. Oh, your answer on that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back because I want to hear you answer that one because, you know, been in existence for a very long time before we got here, and they still haven't offered that. So hang on. We're talking to our youth today, Breaking Chains. Pick up the phone and give us a call, 858-357-9137. It's Youth Talk right here on Breaking Chains, YAT Radio.
Better get real, I left the rain. Let the godliness get clean. Always sober, never late. To my God, I always lean. All my hope is in the father, making sure my house in order. You can't tell me about the gospel if you never disappoint us. Got it the best. Why should I stress? He got the check. Through the struggle on set. Out the mud I invested. Grind till. Call my father, always blessing. Through the year, all the sacrifices bled me. Opportunity, they come in my direction. Procrastination don't exist in those who can. I can tell who you are by your demeanor. Ray charge to the enemy, I see you. Faith in God got me through so much, I mean it. When you speak the name of Jesus, demons flee. Love God, cause he first loved me. Just know all my blessings come from him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up on the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim. Just know all my blessings come from him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up on the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim. Better get right like right away. Even in dark, the lighter stay. Get your own boy, can't ride away. Keep it positive today. On my own, cause I obey. In the world where I'ma stay. Soca strips the life is fun. Black inside like D. Kim Bay. My combo. Made it out of the rain in the jungle. Trust in God for the long road. He the main event, calling Big Show. Signs of wonder follow though. Overlay. Every idle word spoken is a sin. Go to bed, drop the bag. Don't let it pass you up. We serve the Lord, the word is the sword. It's time to hand it up. Continue to man up. Don't follow the enemy. Producing the spirit. That positivity. Faith will take you far. It's not by connection. Just trust in the Lord. That's the right connection. Let know where you're going in the right direction. Keep your faith in God so you never question. Just know all my blessings come from him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up on the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim. Then know all my blessings come from him. Keep my focus on God, never them. Taking shot, we gon' ball up on the rim. Future bright, see my light and never dim.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Youth Talk on this Friday. I pray all is well with you. What's going on, Pastor Rod, co-host of the show? We're getting back to the conversation. We're talking about healthcare this afternoon, and our young lady's got a strong show going on. So my question to you was that, do you feel that these politicians and everybody will ever fight for us to have universal health care, even though that we pay taxes on everything all the way down to the piece of bubble gum? So, and the money's there. So how do you feel about that?
Personally, I feel like eventually some politician will fight for it, but I don't think it will happen within the next 8 years. I don't think so. I think it would be like probably when I'm like in my like 20s or 30s. I think by that time, which is when like we will be having, you know, the argument about, you know, and there will be a president in office strongly, you know, fighting about universal health care. Because I just think, because, you know, we all know that, you know, the president isn't the only one who makes these decisions. You know, there's the executive and the legislative branches. And so I just think where we're at right now, I don't think that any president we will have probably in the next 8 years will push for it. But I think it can come eventually. And then what you were saying about the pros, you know, and the cons of universal health care, I was you know, learning about that because I never really thought about, you know, the cons. But the cons, I feel like the pros, you know, much better outweigh them, because the only really cons are that people don't want to pay for other people's health care. But, you know, when you think about it, as a taxpayer, you already pay for a lot of people's, you know, other things. Like, so absolutely. I feel like it wouldn't be too much to, you know, pay for health care, which is a basic human need. Because it's no reason why, you know, someone who wants to have a child should have to pay to have a child. And then I'm going to let Chrissy answer the question. And then I want to say some more stuff about consumerism and stuff like that.
My answer to the question is, do I think that politicians will fight for health care? I feel like eventually, like Ray said, eventually someone will. I feel like as a collective group, they won't come together to fight for it. And I feel like it will fail because of some reason. Like, I just feel like it will fail and it wouldn't happen until a long time, because everything these days is about money. If it's not about money, then it's not going to have a benefit for them. So I feel like some politicians will, you know, and probably are, you know, seeing, you know, the benefits of healthcare worldwide, but I feel like no one's really fighting for it at the moment. And I feel like it won't happen anytime soon, because everything is about money, and, you know, America is built on money, and that's what, you know, that's what's keeping them. You know, they're built on money and off black people's back. It's not like they're going to turn around and help us. They don't care about us, and they don't care about, you know, their citizens. They just care about the money and, you know, charging people for health care.
Yeah, and then, you know, going back on that, what I was going to say about consumerism, someone was saying it was like a debate about whether or not you think that, you know, people who are less fortunate, it wasn't saying like you think they should be allowed to have children, but it was kind of saying like something of the sort. And a lot of people were saying no, because the cost of living, you know, in America is just so weird. Like, you have to pay for every single thing. And somebody was saying, you know, somebody was talking about things that, you know, that have been normalized, that are weird to them. But you have to pay for every single thing in your life. You have to pay to eat. You have to pay to sleep. You have to pay to, if you don't have 20/20 vision, you have to pay to see. You have to pay to, you know, watch, you know, be entertained. You have to pay to, you have to pay for everything. So it's just crazy. Like, I just wanted to bring up, you know, consumerism, because it kind of related to what we were talking about. But it's just crazy that you have to pay for every single thing. You can't do anything, you know, without paying it. Even if you kind of like, you know, said you want to live off the grid, you have to start somewhere by paying for, you know, a house off the grid or paying for, you know, land. And it's just crazy. Like, somebody was like, you know, it's crazy that we were, at one point, this was just, you know, a rock. And then people, you know, took it, and it's to where it was a rock where it's like every man for himself, you know, get your stuff. Now people took it and you have to pay for every single thing. And that's just, you know, crazy to think about, because when you really sit down and think about it, it's weird. Like, I have to pay for every single thing I do in my life. Like, and even, you know, things you might not think you have to pay for, like, I was like, I don't have to pay for school. But really, you know, my parents have to pay for me to go to school because of their tax dollars. So you have to pay for every single thing.
So with you saying that, with us having to pay taxes on everything, no matter what it is, don't you feel that the money is already there for us to have universal health care?
I absolutely think so. I don't think it might not be, you know, as much as it could be, but yeah, I think some of the money is already there. And like Chrissy said, though, you know, politics is all about money. So hoarding that money and using it for different things. And then when you're saying the money is already there, that goes back to when I was talking about, you know, defund the police. You know, defund the police and put that tax money into paying teachers more. Because my mom is a teacher, and I can tell you that teachers do not get paid as much as they should. Because, you know, without teachers, we wouldn't have, you know, anything else. So, you know, take money from police, pay teachers more. Take money from the police, you know, do this. And not even just the police, but other things that you have to pay taxes from. You can take money. Like, so, yeah, when you say the money is all there, I definitely agree, because we shouldn't be paying as much tax money to certain stuff as we should. So I feel like, you know, if everything was, and I know it's not going to happen overnight, or, you know, probably it's going to take a long time. But if that tax money was refunded into our healthcare system and the tax money was distributed, you know, as it should be, then universal healthcare honestly shouldn't be a problem. And, you know, our taxes might increase some, but I feel like, you know, increasing taxes by a little bit is well worth it, you know, to provide healthcare. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want my tax dollars to pay for somebody else who goes to the doctor. But I wouldn't say, if I was a tax-paying, you know, citizen, I would say that, I mean, I don't mind my tax-paying dollars going, because you never know whose life you're saving with that. Like, if we did have universal health care, you know, you never would know, you know, whose life you're saving by paying your taxes. So, you know, I do agree with you and feel like the money is already there.
Here's the thing about that, though, with the tax dollars and the money being there. Money is funneled into the United States, whatever they call their little back room safes or treasure rooms or whatever, through big-time corporations, the 1% to 3% who run the whole world. They fund everything that they want. So the thing about it is having universal health care means that you can increase the population. And the thing about the 1% to 3% that run the world and a lot of people that are in positions that shouldn't be, that are robbers, manipulators, deceivers, are taking a lot of these tax dollars that we pay into this country and using them for personal gain. And you was talking about your mom, you know, being a teacher, and they're not getting paid what they're worth. So with that being said, we pay like politicians over $100,000 a year to absolutely do nothing but argue, fuss, and fight every day with each other. So nothing really gets done. And I'm not going to say nothing gets done. There are things being done, but are things being done in our best interest? And with that being said, shouldn't we be saying something about this? I think I asked this on the last show. Why aren't we saying anything about universal health care? Why aren't we pushing the envelope on this?
I didn't get to answer the question about the money being there. So I'm just gonna keep it quick, then answer the other question.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I feel like the money is there, they just don't spend it on the right things, and they focus on the less important things, and things we don't need, because deep down inside, I feel like they don't want this problem really solved. I feel like that's what they want for us. They want us to be oppressed. They don't want better for us. So the money is definitely there. They're just not going to use it on the right thing, and they're not using it on the right thing.
Good answer. Okay.
And I feel like we're not saying anything. I feel like people are saying things, but I feel like kind of like our voices are being more silent, and it's not really something being brought to people's attention right now. It's a lot going on in the world, so I feel like it's being brought up, but it's not really out in the media like that. I feel like they don't push the right things into the media about what needs to be spread and what needs to be talked about. They don't push those things. They push things about, you know, the coronavirus is important, but they push those things that over-exaggerate and put fear into us instead of talking about more important things that is going on into the world. It's like they use one topic to cover up the other and distract us from what's really going on in the world. So I feel like people are talking about it, but it's not as, you know, put out into the world. And, like, if you put it more out into the world, the more people will talk about it. But that's not what's happening. That's not what's going on.
I definitely agree with Chrissy on that, and I kind of want to incorporate what she said on the last question to this question, because when she was saying, you know, politicians themselves, they don't really want universal health care, and a lot of people don't want universal health care, but, you know, mainly politicians, they don't want universal health care. And so that's why the agenda of it is not being pushed. And then also I do really strongly agree with Chrissy about, you know, how they're using certain things to cover up certain things. Because, you know, when you know, the Black Lives Matter riots and stuff started, you know, they kind of used, that was pushed in the media, but everybody had kind of started forgetting about COVID, and people were out there, you know, protesting and rioting and in big old groups, you know, congested together, not wearing masks and not social distancing and all that. So I do agree with Chrissy on that point where she was saying, when she was saying, you know, some issues are pushed to the forefront, and it's like kind of every day a new issue is pushed to the forefront that makes you forget about the old one. Like right now, and I'm not saying that these issues aren't all equally important, but like right now, I'm hearing a lot about, you know, Palestine and stuff like that, which is fine, but it's just, you know, we were just talking about stopping Asian hate, and so that was kind of, you know, pushed to the forefront now, you know, a completely different topic, and then next week it might be something else. So it's just kind of like, you know, they keep pushing out stuff that's wrong in the world, and I'm not saying that it's not good to, you know, inform people about the issues, but as you push out these new issues, people are slowly forgetting about the old ones that are still there. I just wanted to briefly add something about the pushing out old issues. Like, people were talking about Black Lives Matter one day, and then next day they were talking about polar bears and how the polar bears were in danger. And it's just like, forget them polar bears, because it's a lot going on.
So a polar bear is so much more important than us, boy, I tell you. I don't mean to laugh at that, but that's serious to me. Listen, ladies, here's something right here. With everything that's going on around us, and you brought out a very valid point, because you said that something different is put in front of us every day. So the distraction... the distractions are coming to keep you from focusing on something. What do you feel that something is that they are trying to keep from us and keep us our focus somewhere else and not seeing and paying attention to what's going on? What do you think that's going on? What do y'all feel is going on? Y'all's
wait,
personal opinion.
Can you repeat? I didn't hear the very first part you said. I didn't hear it.
I was just saying that there's so much going on around us, and I say so much is, and y'all made a very valid point about there's a different something coming up every day, different distraction, different story, something is put in front of us. So what is it that you feel that they're trying to keep from us that they don't want us to see or pay attention to?
I feel like they don't want us to pay attention to, you know, the things that actually really matter. Because like Kristen was saying about the polar bear thing, you know, it was kind of funny when she said it. But, you know, in all seriousness, you know, they're just trying to make us, you know, forget. Like you were saying, what are, like, I just stumbled on my words. But, like, you know, they're just trying to make us forget what's really important. And what's really important is that people, you know, are treated equally, because, you know, with healthcare or Black Lives Matter or Stop Asian Hate, Free Palestine, whatever issue it is, it's all about people just being treated equally and fairly. So they're kind of just trying to push that to the foreground. So, you know, somebody was talking about, you know, Stop Asian Hate and Black Lives Matter. You know, they were talking about those two topics, and they were like, they were talking about how, you know, people have been debating which one is more important, when they're both equally important. So, you know, these new hashtags or whatever are being created to, you know, because people always talk about POC or people of color solidarity. So that would be like, you know, solidarity between Black people and Asian people and Hispanic people and things like that. So, you know, people are always talking about POC solidarity, but people are like, we can never have that because of what the media and what politicians are doing. They're creating new things to further separate us. So, you know, Black Lives Matter has started, and then it was Stop Asian Hate, and then it was, you know, this, that, and the third. So, you know, by creating separate reasons of these things and all the lives that equally matter, they're kind of trying to make sure we don't have solidarity and realize that we're all equal and we should all be treated equally and fairly. and we should all have, you know, relating it back to this central topic, we should all have, you know, access to health care and access to good foods and things like that.
Okay. Chris?
I think that the issues that they're trying to hide from us, I feel like it's like several issues. I feel like I can't really say like the issues that they're trying to hide from us, but I feel like they're trying to hide more important things and, you know, push not important things into the media, like how Black Lives Matter and, you know, Asian hate. Like, it's like that went away. Like, I don't know. Like, it was several topics being, you know, covered up by that. It's like that was being at the beginning when, not when everything first started happening, but like when the outbreak happened, when George Floyd first died, you know, the news was reporting on it, and now it's like they're not reporting on it anymore. That just shows how much they don't care about us. But, like, I get that corona is a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic or whatever, but I feel like they're not, you know, they're reporting on that more, and they're putting more care into that than they are into and pushing this vaccine on us, not saying that you shouldn't get the vaccine, but pushing that on us, and then, you know, they just completely stop talking about the things that have happened in the world, and if they are talking about the things that happened in the world, they're not putting the right information out. So I feel like that's what they're covering up. Like, and not even necessarily sometimes covering up, but, you know, just making it more dramatic and not, you know, putting out all the details and sugarcoating things and making things seem like it's not as important. And some people, if they don't get their news from the news source, they're not going to, you know, even bother to talk about it. So I feel like they should start talking about that on the news more.
And I definitely want to agree with what Chris was saying because, you know, what just popped up in my head is, you know, one thing happens and when another thing pops up, they tend to forget the other thing happened. So, you know, when we were saying like they're covering stuff up, you know, it's okay that all these issues are being covered, but it shouldn't be like, oh, well, coronavirus happened and then Black Lives Matter happened, so we're not going to talk about coronavirus anymore. Oh, coronavirus is, you know, there's a new vaccine. Oh, so we're going to talk about that, and we're not going to talk about this anymore. So it shouldn't be that we're not going to talk about that and we're going to talk about this. It should be, oh, we're going to add this and we're going to talk about that, you know, because, you know, like you said, and like, you know, I feel like whenever universal healthcare does become the main topic, they're going to push everything else to the foreground and they'll only talk about that. And then when that gets old or they don't want to talk about it anymore or the conflict gets resolved or it doesn't get resolved and it gets rejected or something like that, they're going to just push that into the foreground. And that's really the problem because, you know, universal healthcare has come up in news and politics and all that, you know, a lot of times throughout history. But with this cycle of things coming up and then being pushed back like they're not important anymore, which they still are important, you know, that's really the problem. That's why we're not talking about universal healthcare and learning about what universal healthcare is, even if we don't have it. Like, I didn't even know that universal healthcare was a thing until, you know, like last year, I think. I just thought, you know, everywhere people had to pay for all their doctor's visits and stuff until I, you know, started learning that people would come, you know, go to other places. Like, they would move to, like, a different country, and then they'll be ready to pay for their doctor's appointment or something, and then the doctor will be, oh, you don't have to pay, you know, the $30 copay or whatever. So, whatever the case may be. So that's just, you know, we don't even learn about universal health care because I didn't know what that was for the longest. And I thought, you know, everybody, you know, go to the doctor, you pay, you get some medical bills in the mail or whatever. I feel like, you know, education is where this all starts. And that goes for, you know, any of the topics we've talked about. Education is, you know, kind of the fundamental. You know, and my mom, she's an English teacher, so she always taught me reading is fundamental, and, you know, education is reading and studying and learning up on topics.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let me say this. I mentioned it before, but have you all had the chance to take some time and read over the 2030 agenda? Have you all had a chance to check that out yet? I want you to write that down. I want you to write that down and go online and read that. It's very long and and very detailed, but I need you to read it because it's called The Transforming of Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And what they're trying to keep us from focusing on is this agenda. This agenda, y'all, is a plan. It says it's a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity. And when you read it and study it, you will be thinking that, okay, this is great. This is going to be great for us. It's going to be good for us. Because what it says, just some quick pointers on it, it says that they're determined to end poverty, hunger. They're also going to from the planet from degrading sustainable consumption and production, prosperity, peace, partnerships. And the thing about it is that the 17 Sustainable Development Goals and the 169 targets that they put together was signed off by every country in the world, every head of state and government and high representative. And they met at the United Nations in 2015 and put this together and signed off on it. So by 2030, they plan to have this agenda in working motion, taking place. So you see a lot of things taking place right now in the world that is because of this agenda about to be enforced. I know that y'all have probably heard of the New World Order, correct?
Yeah, I heard about it in like history, like one or two times, yeah.
Okay, well, this is the New World Order. It's in paper. It's there for you to read. It's called the 2030 Agenda. George Bush, not the son, but the daddy. The daddy had his first State of the Union address when he became president, and he stood at the podium and told everybody, you know, there's no stopping it. There will be a New World Order. And regardless of how people may think it sounds, oh, we won't have poverty, we won't have this, we will be under a strict order of control. So just read that, and that's what they're trying to keep our focus off of, ladies. And just want you to spend some time and study that and read that, okay?
Yeah, I'll definitely go read that probably after this is over. I'm definitely, because I never heard of that before. I think you may have mentioned it, but it may have just slipped my mind. But yeah, I've never heard of that, but I will. But I've like heard like of it, but I've never heard like specifically about it. So I definitely go, you know, read it when I get the chance.
Yeah, that's the reason why things are happening. These things are already planned. Okay, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. A lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people think you're just a conspiracy theorist and you know you believe in nonsense and all that kind of stuff. But people are not paying attention. A lot of murders that are going on, mass murders, are planned. A lot of things are planned. People's lives are being taken on purpose. A lot of things have already planned. This was not a pandemic that hit us. It was a plandemic. It was planned. These things are planned. You know what I'm saying? There's no way that you can have a virus just pop out of nowhere and all of a sudden, months later, you got a vaccine for it. But you haven't been able to cure cancer yet. You haven't been able to cure AIDS yet. You haven't been able to change that have already been out here for years and years and years, but you say you got a vaccination for a virus that's only a year, 2 years old. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things that we have to study, we have to pay attention to, and the reasoning behind not having universal health care, you said it, is because, listen, there's no way a country that's trying to kill you is going to try to prevent you from dying. They're not going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. This country is built on money. Kristen said that. It's all about money. It's about money, 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 money. You know what I'm saying? So we just have to make sure that we take better care of ourselves so we can prevent ourselves from going to these doctors and hospitals. You know what I'm saying? Things that they're going to say that they're going to do, why haven't you done it already? And what are your plans now to do what you're doing? So it's a lot that's going on, and we just have to pay attention to it. We're going to go across the top of the hour, and we come back. We're going to come up with some, we're going to hear your solutions on some things, and then we're going to take a couple of calls that's holding on, and we're going to get out of here. Hey, you're listening to Breaking Chains. It's Youth Talk right here on YET Radio. The ladies are bringing up some very important conversation here. Pray that you're listening out there. You can get involved in the conversation at 858-357-9137. Love to hear from you because this is serious, man. You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do? We got some solutions. We want to hear from the ladies what they what their plans are to help move things forward. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, You Talk. Hang on, y'all. We shall return in a second. Let me get this right. Ed. It's time to get the conversation started. Young Adults Talk presents Breaking Chains, You Talk. Let's sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and how they feel about the society they live in today. It's Breaking Chains, You Talk, every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back, relax, and let's enjoy the conversation being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions.
Live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. Youth Talk on these Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. What's going on, Pastor Rod, hanging out with your co-host? Listen, I want to throw some things out there to you because I want to hear some solutions from the ladies and see what we're going to do about it. But I want to throw some things out there to you. Listen to this right here real quick. I'm not going to take a lot of time. I want you to just hear something. Because I got a question to it. Part of the vision, it says that our goals and targets are setting out a supremely ambitious and transformational vision. Listen, it says we envisage a world free of poverty, hunger, disease, and want where all lives can thrive. a world free of fear and violence, a world with universal literacy, a world with equitable and universal access to equality education at all levels, to health care, social protection, where physical, mental, and social well-being are assured, a world where we reaffirm our commitments regarding the human right to safe drinking water, sanitation, and where there is improved hygiene, where food is sufficient, safe, affordable, and nutritious, a world where human habitats are safe, resilient, and sustainable, and where there is universal access to affordable, reliable, and sustainable energy. Listen, how about this? Universal respect for human rights, human dignity, the rule of law, justice, equality, non-discrimination, respect for race, ethnicity, cultural diversity, equal opportunity, permitting full realization of human potential and contributing to shared prosperity. A world where every child grows up free from violence and exploitation. Listen, how is it that every country can sign off on that to take place in 2030? Why hasn't it already taken place, and why aren't we living in that right now? What you think about that?
The crazy part is when you were reading it and when you just asked that question, and I was thinking about how I really didn't really know about this. The question is, if they really strive for this in 2030, which is only in 9 years, if they really strive for this, why don't more people know about this? Because, I mean,
exactly.
Like, you know, all those things that you listed off, those take time. Like, you know, no child grows up in violence and, you know, clean drinking water, you know, for everybody. Because, and then especially that clean drinking water part, because Flint, Michigan has had, you know, they haven't had clean drinking water for, I'm pretty sure it's like 7 years or something like that. It's been a mm-hmm. long time. So it's just the fact that they're saying, they're promising this in 2030, which is 9 years away, but people don't even really know about this, which is the crazy part. Like, how are they promising this? Because if that's happening in 9 years, you know, people should be making, they should be making strides to that right now as we speak. And so, you know, if they're making strides to that, you think we would know about it. But we don't, which is crazy. That's why, you know, that's crazy to believe, because, and then when you were saying a lot of countries sign off on this, you know, and why is it not happening right now? I totally agree with that, because, you know, if they signed off on this, I think you said in 2015 it was.
Yes.
It was, they signed off on it. You know, like, why is it not happening? Why are we not starting to see some of that stuff? And then, you know, kind of just like a thought I had like the other day when I was washing dishes, you know, and it kind of coincides with this, because I didn't even know this really, you know, existed. But now that I know, you know, I was thinking about, like, what would happen if we didn't have, you know, racism and homophobia and sexism and you know, all these things. And how would life be? Because, you know, in a lot of, you know, all the instances here when life is a perfect utopia, it's always something that's going on in the background that, you know, people don't know about at the beginning, and then they learn about in a corruption society. So if we were living in this world that you're talking about, that the politicians are talking about, what would happen? What would they be doing to make sure this, you know, quote-unquote, almost perfect world is happening? That would be in danger, because I feel like, you know, there's no way they could be doing this without there being some background effect that's dangerous or, you know, harming us in some type of way.
Absolutely. My point exactly. So the distractions are there to keep you, something that's supposed to sound like it's helping is not, is it?
I feel like the 2030 stuff has not already happened, because I feel like people, they don't really want, because they don't want that. I feel like at the last minute they're going to, you know, say, oh, this didn't work out this way, or, you know, it just didn't pull through. And I feel like it's just one big lie. Like, it's not going to happen. And if it is going to happen, I feel like they waited way too late for it to happen and to take action. I feel like this should have been something that they should have took action about, but they don't really care about us. That's the thing. They care about them, their money, and as long as their country is standing on at least one foot, they don't care about the citizens. They don't care about our health care. They don't care about our health. They will sit around and let us drink dirty water for the longest because they don't care. That's not something that they're really checking for. Like, as long as we don't complain about it, we don't raise riots, we don't burn something down, nothing is going to be done. Unless you go burn something down, go steal at the store, go, even if you raise the capital, they still not going to do nothing about it. Well, the Trumps raise the capital. You know what I meant. But still, it doesn't, it takes for you to burn something down and have to go march in front of this White House for you to get your point made out and for people to hear what you're trying to say. Because they weren't the black voice, Black Lives Matter wasn't even, you know, such a big thing until they started burning down stuff. And now we're thugs and we're violent because we took action.
Okay.
Yeah, and I definitely, you know, kind of agree with Chrissy on those things because, like, you know, like I was saying, there's always going to be, you know, like this one movie, a lot of people may have heard of it because it's like a comic book to read at school, but it's called The Giver, and they live, like, in a perfect society. Like, they have universal health care. Their lives are all mapped out for them and all that. But, you know, then, you know, and their careers are assigned to them, all that type of stuff. You know, but then, you know, I don't really remember it because I haven't read this book or watched the movie since sixth grade. But, and then, you know, this boy ends up finding out everything wrong with their society, and it all comes crashing down. And in every single movie or book or show about any utopia, there's always something wrong with that society, and it comes crashing down. So that's what I was thinking about the other day because I was thinking about, you know, what would happen if we did have universal health care and there was no racism and there was no homophobia and transphobia and there was no sexism and, you know, there was no rape cases and there was none of these things going on. What would life be like? And you kind of just made me think about, you know, it would still be something wrong with it because, that kind of just really made me think. And I'm really glad you brought that up because it really, you know, got me thinking a lot. And, you know, I probably, because, like I said, Zatira and Layla couldn't make it, but I probably, you know, related them, you know, to stuff I learned, so we could probably talk about, you know, this topic in general, because you can go so much deeper on just the topic of the 2030 plan. You can go so much deeper on that, you know, in a whole other podcast, so I'll probably tell them about that, and that might just be our topic for next week, because there's so much you could talk about, you know, involving that, just like the whole thing, like we're just talking about one sector of it, but the whole thing is so much deeper.
Yes, it is. It's very deep, and I really want you to get into it and study it, and we can talk about it because this is something that I'm going to talk about next week, throughout the week, because it's something that needs to be discussed, and by us not, you know what I'm saying, by a lot of people not knowing about it, just by y'all not knowing about it. It's like, here's an example. It's like when a utility company or somebody come in your neighborhood and start digging in your yard, and you know what I'm saying, but nobody came and left a note on your front door. They didn't send a email. They didn't send you a letter. They didn't make a phone call to tell you that they need to come in and dig up your front yard to lay down some new piping for whatever, or put up new wiring. Or whatever the case may be. It's just like that. We are the taxpayers. We pay for all of these things, but we have no clue of the things that are going on and that they're preparing for. They're preparing for the new agenda, the new world order, but we are not included in it because we are supposed to be excluded out of everything because of who we are. So let's make sure that we stay on top of this and we study this bear, not trying to put anybody in fear, not trying to throw anybody off, not trying to confuse anybody. Go read it for yourself. It's not, I didn't do it. They put it, they did it. So, but I think that we need to start speaking up and speaking out and saying something and stop letting people just handle us and pay attention to the people that we're voting for and follow through. You know, we'll put a person in the office and that's it. We don't do anything else. We go out and vote on that day, and that's it. We don't hear nothing about this person throughout the year. We don't see these people in our communities. We don't see these people at our schools with our children. We don't see them anywhere until it's time for election. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when they want to start doing things. Living right there in Mobile, Alabama, y'all see, you know, people running for mayor, people running for city council. How many of these people do you know? How many of these people that you know are active? How many of these people that have been in office and haven't done anything in the office but raise their voice or bump their gums and just make noise? So we have to pay attention to this throughout the whole world and make sure that we are saying something because we are the taxpayers. You know what I'm saying? We are the taxpayers. The thing about it is that, and I'm going to speak to our people right now. Me being a black man, I'm going to talk to African-Americans, black people of color for a second. If you would just unify yourself, come into unity and just say for about listen, you could do it for 48 hours. They put a show on the air called 48 hours about when you murdering each other. So for 48 hours, if you just stop spending money, you don't spend no money all throughout the world for 48 hours. And then they'll decide to find out who's the most important people on the earth, because you are. And you don't even act like it. Start acting like you somebody, and then they'll listen to you. Man, please. Anyway, ladies, what are the solutions that can give me your solutions on what we need to do to move forward beyond a lot of the things that we are being, as Christians say, that, you know, they don't care about us. So what is it that you think that we can do to get some attention?
I think a solution could be, you know, like I said, this is kind of the same solution, but it's kind of different. Educating people on universal healthcare, because like I said, I didn't even educate people on not only universal healthcare, but that 2030 plan you were talking about, educating people on that. And then not only that, you know, learning about our government system and learning about why we don't have universal healthcare. And learning about, you know, efforts we can take towards these things. And not only learning, but putting ourselves out there, you know, going to our communities and teaching and, you know, our leaders in our communities and, you know, informing them about our pressing issues and things of that sort. Because that's the only way that we're going to, you know, resolve these issues if we go out and we press these issues and, you know, let people know how important they are to our community and to us. That's my solution.
My solution would be talking about it more, you know, getting it out into the media more, you know, stop trying to sugarcoat those issues and just, you know, start to talk about it, you know, shake it up, you know, protest about it, do something, because that's the only way we really get attention, we really get their attention, is to protest. So start protesting about it, putting it out in the media, forcing it into the media if you have to. Y'all say everything else is forced into the media and forced on y'all kids. Force that into the media and on to y'all kids. And, yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's,
I definitely agree.
That's good.
These things, you know, put these things on people and make sure they know about them. And make sure people, because like I was saying, I've talked about a lot of, you know, times where I didn't know certain things about how healthcare works, because I feel like, you know, children don't need to know, you know, everything, of course. But, you know, children should be aware of how the healthcare system works, because I didn't know for a long time. And, you know, when you learn that, it kind of really changed your perspective on those things. So, like Chrissy said, put those things, like, don't, you know, make it feel like it's your kid's fault or anything like that. But make sure your kids know about these things. Or if you're a kid listening and you don't know if your parent knows, you know, make sure your parent knows and things, you know, vice versa.
That's right. That's good. Great solution. Here's something for everybody out there listening. Let's make sure that we stay on top of things. Listen, you heard the young ladies tell you. They came very strong tonight, the two sisters, and they put it down. Start reading. Do your research. You know what I'm saying? Stop just believing everything everybody tells you. Start reading and finding out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Education is very, 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 very powerful for you. Stop thinking that, you know, well, I can just listen to the news and find out. Well, you know, come on. The news is paid for by big money. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's make sure that we're very mindful of that. And, you know, pay attention to the 2030 agenda. Pick it up and study that. Get online and read all through it. Take your time and read about what these countries are doing, what the politicians are doing, our presidents of countries, kings of countries, coming together doing to the world. You know what I'm saying? It's not your fault. It's your fault because you're not saying anything about it. It's your fault because you're just letting it happen and not doing anything. If somebody came and did anything to you, you would speak up and speak out about it. But since it doesn't affect you or your family, you figured you don't need to say anything. Everything that happens in this country, in this world, affects everybody of the world. You understand? Everybody's going to be affected. So let's be mindful of that. And, you know, let's stay on top of this thing. We were talking about universal health care today, knowing that this is the richest country in the world and we don't have it. And there are a lot of countries that do that are poorer than the United States of America, LLC. But, you know, let's make sure that we be mindful of the things that are taking place. Want to open up the lines right now, ladies, before we get out of here and let some of the pastors are hanging on. I want to speak with you. And I see our overseer has come on, so we're going to bring him on as well. Pastor Joseph is on. He's been hanging on with us. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening to you, sir. Talk about it today, universal health care. The young ladies brought a very powerful topic today. Any comments, sir? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How's everybody doing?
God bless you.
Yes, sir. Just want to continue. That's great. Just want to continue to encourage everyone, the young ladies especially, to continue to keep up the great job. Keep up the great job, like Pastor was saying. It's a lot of agendas that they have out there, secret agendas, and, you know, they really don't want the people to know about. So just continue to prepare yourself so you don't have to go to the hospital, you know, drink a lot of water, get a lot of rest, exercise, things of that nature. And just, you know, stay prayed up. And also one thing that they don't want you to tap into is the power of Christ Jesus. You know, laying hands on the sick, people recovering. You know, they make money off medicine. They make money off diagnosing people with sickness and illness and things of that nature. You know, so just staying healthy, staying strong, staying smart, staying intelligent is a threat, you know, to this world society. It's like the worldly system versus God's system. And so focus on God's system. So it's going to be friction. When you stand up for what's right, like Martin Luther King, you see what happened, things of that nature. So you got to be prepared for battles and fights and stuff like that. You got to, you know, kind of stand up for something. You got to stand for something. And usually when you stand for something, people going to come against you. So be ready for that. People going to come against you. But, yeah, they change stuff all the time, Black Lives Matter to Asian to the polar bears or things of that nature. But continue to just be phenomenal. And I just want to encourage you to dominate. You know, people hate when you dominate what you love to do, you know, and continue to dominate and stay humble. You know, don't get caught up in pride. A lot of people get caught up in pride and they get off track. But I just want to tell you to dominate, and stay humble. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen. God bless you, that preacher. Thank you for that. All right. We're going to go over to our overseer. He's here today. God bless you, Pastor. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Our young ladies were talking about universal health care today. Come on and chime in with us before we get out of here, Pastor. Good evening to you, sir. Pastor Kemp.
I didn't know you were referring to me. First of all, I want to say good evening to the ladies and good evening to each and everyone who are listening. I really missed out. I had death in the family again. And I've been dealing with that. So I was tuned in late. But by further that the health care, we should have it in America. Cuba could have it in other countries, Canada, and many other countries to have affordable health care for everyone. And if not overlooking anyone, we should have it. God gave gifts to man, and God gave man gifts of healing. And we should really, really, you know, deal with our doctors and this and that, what they say. But I would submit to you to get your exercise, young ladies. Make sure you stay exercised. After you leave school, PE is over and you think it's all over. And make sure you try to eat healthy. A whole lot of diseases that blacks have come from our diet. Some things are hereditary, but a lot of things come from our diet. We also, I would tell you to make sure that you get your annual checkups. Once you get able to get a job or something, get employed, you would always go and get your checkups. Now, I would love to tell you the truth. The truth is that America is built upon money. And what I'm saying is that's why they don't want to get rid of, make affordable health care, not affordable, but free health care for everyone. Because those who are doctors and those who are doing all the high charging would have a set rate that they would make. Each doctor would have a set rate. They would give them so much, and so many doctors that do different operations are doing operations just for money. So we have to take heed of it and know our bodies and know when things are going. But as soon as you get an alert, you should check with your doctor. I know that we say that about laying hands and healing. Yes, that's good. But laying hands and healing would never cure COVID-19. God allowed certain things to happen, and we just have to live with that. I would be afraid to say certain things to certain people who are really not who don't have the real understanding of the Bible, because then you'll fail to realize that God helped the doctors here to take care of us and bless us with that, like the CDC and other things. But it should be affordable health care, not affordable. I keep saying affordable. But it should be free health care for everyone. You pay taxes, and we pay all. I know you guys get older and you start paying for sewer, water, gas, electric, you pay something, and then you put in even money they take out when you buy homes for basic things like recreation. So it's a lot of things, but the new media that they have control everything, and everything in see America is about a dollar. It's not about the real care. So don't ever let anybody tell you that America is this country that loves the people in the country, because America is a place where the 1% rules everything. It continues to make the money. And I want you to just notice at how much different things that's in the store, grocery stores, and different other places going to go up since COVID is relieving. Everything is just going to go up. You know, things that were $3 going to be $5. And so you watch closely what they do. The money-making thing began. I know a lot of you guys are from Mobile, Alabama. I'm from Louisiana. And we have the hurricane. After the hurricanes, we have Entergy. And in Entergy, the price, we start paying more because the telephone poles for all this stuff. But I would submit to you guys to try to live healthy and listen to the CDC and listen to your doctors. There are some good doctors. You have good and bad and everything. And I want to tell you, God gave them these gifts. Now, some people misuse their gifts, and some people use a gift just to make money, and we don't need that. But if Cuba, a poor little island like Cuba, could have health care for everyone, Canada, which is much smaller, a little over 100 and some million people, America have 330 million. Canada may have a little over 100 million people, and they could have it, and we are the richest and powerfulest nation on earth. We can have. There's so many things, but we're so greedy for the Bible asks us not to be greedy for filthy lucre. I'm talking about money. I know people preach prosperity, but the prosperity, if you look up the word prosperity and see the meaning, biblical meaning of it, all of it is not about money. The majority thing is spiritual happiness, success. Success meaning having food on your table, clothes on your back, meaning have enough. You know, not to be covetous, not the more you see, the more you want. Does another person have what you wanted? No, it's not there. I think you guys are wonderful, and I think you have so much to share, and I think you guys are our future. God bless you. Much love.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Sorry for your loss. Didn't know that. We'll talk to you after the show. Thank you for that, Pastors. Young ladies, thank you for being here with us and taking the time to listen to some wise advice. So back to you, your comments on what the pastors had to say to you.
Oh, yeah, I just want to say, first of all, thank y'all for putting in y'all input. And I definitely agree with, you know, both of y'all when y'all were saying, Pastor Kim, when you were saying, you know, the things about, you know, take care of yourself. Because you do need to take care of yourself. Even if we do, you know, have universal health care, you know, watch what you put in your body. And, you know, while we're on the topic of healthcare, you know, like you were saying, you know, do get a checkup, you know, if you can. And then when you were talking about the, you know, the countries that don't have as many people as us, but do have universal healthcare. Yeah, I definitely was thinking about that because the first country I ever heard about with universal healthcare was Canada, and I thought that was crazy because I was like, that's just crazy that, you know, and it's not like it's only countries, you know, like overseas. Like Canada is so close to America, but yet we still don't have, you know, universal health care. That's just, you know, crazy to think about because, I mean, if Canada can do it, why can't we? And there's so much, like you said, they're smaller than us. So, if, you know, they have less people and can afford to do it with the number of people they have. Why can't we afford to do it with the number of people we have? So, yeah, and I just want to say, again, thank y'all for sending y'all input on this topic. And, yeah. Chris, you got anything you want to say about what they said? Chris said I covered what she said, so, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good. We're going to take our last break, and we're going to get out of here. And thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be right back with our final comments. Breaking Chains, Youth Talk right here on YAT Radio.
Feeling that we back. mental illness, that's God. Know what God will do. I'm ready. Should've been there when I got saved. Merged in the blood is a new way. Take over the world like a crusade. Not the new normal, but always. Healed in the land, I claim it. So I'ma disappear that Rona, Rona. One way you can go that way. And you gotta hit that corner, corner.
Listen to our young people break chains.
With Young Adults Talk, right here on YAT Radio.
All right, thanks a lot. Welcome back to the show, Youth Talk Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. All right, want to turn it over to our young ladies, let them give their final comments. And Pastor Kemp, if you don't mind, I'd like you to pray over these young ladies and pray us out tonight. Young ladies, can you give your final comments, please?
Okay, so my final comments would be one, the healthcare system needs to change some way, somehow, and we can make efforts towards that change by doing our research and informing others of this research and the things that we learn, and also learn about that 2030 plan, because I'm going to go after this, and I'm going to go do my own research on it and probably talk about it again next week, and learn about, you know, always learn about what's happening around this. Because if you don't know, you know, that can be detrimental. So keep studying up about what's happening.
My final comments are, like I said, just continue to push this out, you know, get it out. And, like, try to make a change even if you can't get it out to, you know, the media. Try to make a change and, you know, take little steps every day, maybe, whether it's major or minor, and just, you know, try to make a change.
All right. Thank you, ladies, very much for such a powerful show. Thank you for your consistency every week coming on and opening up your hearts and your minds to the people. I pray that they're listening and understanding what you're saying and that we can start making changes based on your future. It's time for our Black History honoree for tonight. Our Black History honoree for tonight is Miss Fannie Lou Hamer. She was a plain-spoken, electrifying orator and champion of the Civil Rights Movement, instrumental in organizing Mississippi Freedom Summer. Hamer devoted her activism to promoting voting rights and other civil rights issues. Ms. Hamer also organized corporations to fight hunger and chronic joblessness. Under these programs, African Americans established their own farms in a corporate manner to escape the economic disadvantages and controlling nature of sharecropping. Miss Fannie Lou Hamer, our Black History honoree for tonight. Thank you, ma'am. Here's our health tip for tonight. Don't forget, Dr. Kim just told you, and even Pastor Joseph was referring to it, how we need to take better care of ourselves, exercising and stretching every morning, every evening. Make sure you get it in. You know, do some exercise, get your heart rate going, some jumping jacks, some push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, something. Make sure that you're stretching and exercising, okay? Making sure that you're eating your vegetables and your fruits, eating healthy. Also, making sure that you put in a minimum of 64 ounces of water in your body on a daily basis. Drink plenty of water, everybody. Let's make sure that you're studying and reading. Study the Word of God. Praying without ceasing. Just getting before Him, spending time with Him. We need you healthy mentally, physically, and most importantly, spiritually. Because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, at 10:15, we'll be praying the Breaking Chains prayer vigil. We'll be praying for you all over the world. So wherever you are at 10:15 Central Standard Time, please take a pause and send up a prayer with us. And don't forget this Sunday, 5 p.m., Breaking Chains Raising the Sound. Our very special guest is Pastor Joseph Johnson, who's always here on the podcast with us. His stage name is Holy Boy Soldier, Holy Boy Real. Check him out this Sunday afternoon, 5 p.m. on Breaking Chains Raising the Sound. I thank everybody for turning us on. God bless you. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about that. And we'll be back here Monday evening, 7 p.m. With Breaking Chains. All right? Pastor Kemp, if you don't mind, sir, can you pray us out?
And God bless everyone. Heavenly and merciful Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come asking, Lord, that you would bless each and every one of us, individually and collective. And now, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would forgive us if we had transgressed or sinned against your holy word in any form or fashion by omission or commission. Now, Lord, I ask, Lord, that pray that it was something shared, something said, something done by these dynamic young ladies that was a blessing to someone, young or old, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that the things that they discuss radiates and that they will become sound in so many individuals' minds. We thank you for their knowledge and wisdom and fortitude for this program. Now, Lord, we ask a blessing upon Pastor Williams as he put together his ministry, the program to help the younger generation and to benefit those who are older. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask a blessing on this country. We ask a blessing on every country, Lord. We ask that you would bless this country where we won't be so divisive and divided among races, and bring us closer together in under Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. We ask a blessing on every family. And friend, we ask that you bless mother, father, sisters, and brothers, grandparents, and bless all our children, Lord, grandchildren. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. And we ask that you continue to lead, guide, and strengthen us in the way we should go. And most of all, Lord, make us more like Jesus. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. God bless you. I love you. It's nothing you can do about it.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you. We love everybody out there. We love you, Pastor. Thank you, ladies. We love y'all. Don't forget, we always here. It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Good night, everybody. Peace out. Be good.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Living happily, but you hurt me. Why not work for peace? I am from Zion. I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all, no matter what the cost. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain. Suffering by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you. Oh, oh.
Why we hurting?
Why we hurting?
Now you're loving.
Now you're loving.
Now you're willing.
Why
to love to all. Oh, can you feel the grace?
Can you feel the grace?
Another day,
we
and
another
we.
Day.
Father.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful place for kids to run.
Thank you for logging on. You've been listening to Breaking Chains and Youth Talk, heard every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Sit back and listen to our youth express how they feel about things going on in their lives and the society that they live in. It's Breaking Chains and Youth Talk every Friday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on YAT Radio. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Shoot us an email at webreakingchains@gmail.com or call in and get involved in the conversation, 858-357-9137. It's Breaking Chains and Youth Talk on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence. Being sponsored by Rotten Apple Productions.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.